So, Timothy, what do we know? What do we know about Timothy? Well, he's from Lystra, which was a Roman colony. His dad was Greek, and his mum was Jewish. So I assume that in their house, food was very exciting. Both cultures had been impacted on him, and he'd been converted on one of Paul's visits to Lystra. And Timothy meant an awful lot to Paul. The Paul-Timothy mentoring thing, a relationship, as you read Paul's letters, you see that. And you see there that he says to Timothy, my dear son. Not a dear son, but my dear son. So Paul recognized in Timothy a faith. And so he invited him to join him on his travels and gain that hands-on experience. And so now in 2 Timothy, which is probably about AD 67, Paul is in prison and facing death. And he wants to give to Timothy those final words of encouragement, but also a bit of a challenge to Timothy. He wants to pass that relay baton on to Timothy and Timothy on to others. And Paul commissions Timothy with these words that we're going to look at this morning. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. This verse is just packed with challenges for Timothy. But I don't want us to just sit here and think, oh, that's just for Timothy. I think these challenges are for us as church, but also for us personally. So every time I say Timothy, you can put EBC and your name in as well. First of all, Timothy is entrusted. When you're entrusted, you put something in to someone's care. Now, how do you feel when you are entrusted with something? Is it one of those sort of eek moments when you think, oh my goodness, not me? Or are you one of those people that sees trust as an immense privilege and responsibility? And it's funny, every time I read these verses in Timothy, it just reminds me of a very, very distinct moment when I was a child. And insignificant to any of you, but let me share it. There was this moment in primary school when I was asked to take the register back to the office. Do you remember those days where it was a real register and the teachers did it in red and, you know, and they obviously wanted to get me out of the room or just distract me because I was such a nuisance, maybe, I don't know. But I was given the responsibility. I was handed the register and I was allowed to take it to the office where all the Rottweilers lived, you know, the school office. And we'll never know why I was chosen, but I felt that moment a sense of responsibility and privilege. I had been entrusted with the register. Yeah, that's nothing, is it? It's just the register. But I felt it. And that's what comes back to me every time I read these verses from Paul to Timothy. Paul is saying to Timothy, I entrust you. I entrust you, Timothy. And I thought about this word entrust. It also means charged, authorized, assigned, commissioned, delegated, named, appointed, decided upon. Paul entrusts Timothy. What with? Timothy is entrusted with the good deposit. Now, as you can imagine, Bible bods have discussed and written dissertations and thousands of words on what this good deposit is. Apparently, Tut tut, Paul. But there is a little bit of grammatical ambiguity. There's a surprise. So what is this good deposit? Is this deposit something that God has entrusted to Paul that God would keep? Or is this deposit something that Paul has entrusted to God who would keep it? And the theologians discuss it. And in one book I read, somebody said it's 15 all in decisions. So it can be either. Well, I can reckon it can be either. But I thought about, in for me, what deposit has Paul entrusted to God? What deposit has Timothy entrusted to God? What deposit have we entrusted to God? And I guess, in a word, that would be our lives. We entrust our lives to God. But the other way to look at this deposit is to think of, what deposit has God entrusted to Paul, to Timothy, that now needs to be taken note of? What deposit has God entrusted to us to take note of? And the answer is there. The truth has been entrusted to you. The RSV, or the good old Message. Guard this precious thing placed in your custody by the Holy Spirit who works in us. The whole word deposit, something has been committed to someone's trust. God entrusts us with the gospel. The relay baton is in our hands, and we're passing it on to the next generation and the next generation. Something has been committed to our trust. Remember those days when you went away on holiday, you know, and you entrusted your plants to your neighbours. You want your plants watering, so you deposit your front door keys to the neighbours who you entrust with the watering. And they will come in and do all that watering thing as per your instructions. This one needs this amount of water. This one doesn't need it every other day. And this one, by the way, I've never been entrusted with this at all, ever. But you get the gist. You've got the keys. You've got the watering can. You're entrusted with those plants. How do you feel when you return and the plants are not quite what you expected to see? Some are half dead because they haven't been watered, or they've been overwatered. Now, I think the answer is I need to have my hair cut. Sorry about that. Not guilty. How do you feel? Pretty naffed off, really, if you've got plants that aren't looking like what you left them. Now think about, how do we feel, or how does God feel, when we are entrusted with the gospel? Let's just stop and take that on board for a minute. What it actually means to us personally to be entrusted with the gospel, but us as a fellowship, as a church, to be entrusted as well. An amazing privilege. Folks, let's water the plants. Let's make sure that we do. But before we kind of move on, we just got to remind ourselves that God says you can do this. God says that you are my children. And we're going to listen or sing, or, well, no, not allowed to use that word. We're allowed to join in somehow with this. I am who you say I am. I asked Kerry yesterday what was one of her favourite songs. because I thought she needed a bit of encouragement today. And she said, this one, and I have to agree with you, Kerry, it's one of my favourites. I love the way that it says that we are in my Father's house. I have a place for you. A place for you now and a place in the future. Let's enjoy